It's that time on the radio where we listen to Bill Blevins from Blevins Franks. Hi there, Bill.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. Now, there's this expression, personalised wealth management. So let's look at the term wealth management. We hear this a lot, but can you encompass for us what it means?
Yes, I think wealth management is bandied around, but by Blevins Franks, I have to say, but by other financial services businesses as a generic term, if you like, for a fairly comprehensive, detailed assessment of how your wealth is to be looked after. And I think it starts off essentially, I don't wish to appear unduly conservative, but it starts off with looking at the whole jigsaw of the various things that affect your life, the wealth that you have, and the tax consequences of that wealth and the succession planning for that wealth, so that you are working with all of your financial assets and your liabilities and your aspirations and your expectations for the future all in harmony together in an holistic kind of way. And I think, you know, most wealth management businesses pay most attention at the outset of any wealth management program to preserving your wealth. I mean, obviously one wants to act in such a way that you obtain capital growth and you obtain at the level of income that you want to generate from your investments. And by preservation, I mean the preservation of current spending power, and the improvement of that wealth on top of preservation is, if you like, the cream on top of the milk. The most important thing in today's world, where low interest rates and inflation are looking like it could be rising over the next 2 or 3 years, the preservation of wealth, and not just against inflation, but also against taxation. You know, there have been more tax changes in the last 4 or 5 years than there were in the previous 25 years in my experience. And we're trying through wealth management to make sure that the wealth you have is preserved in relation to inflation, in relation to the investment risks that you might be running in conjunction with your tolerance to risk and the manner in which your portfolio is established, but also to make sure that you are tax successful in the way in which you look after your money. I mean, this will also include bringing into the ambit of the management program the pensions that you have and your succession wishes, that how do you want your wealth to pass on to the next generation. So it's a comprehensive term, wealth management, and I often look at it as if it were a complex jigsaw with lots of very difficult pieces to put into place. And it does take time with, you know, a 1,000-piece jigsaw to find all the right pieces and put them all in the right place, especially if there's a lot of blue sky. But you do have to take your time with your wealth management program, with when you're talking to your financial advisor, in the same way as you might with that jigsaw. You've got to make sure you've got the right pieces in the right place. No good squeezing pieces in just to make them fit. That really isn't the answer to the finished article. But as anyone who's done a complicated jigsaw, or indeed anyone who's sat down with a Blevins Franks partner and managed to get involved in a wealth management process, you'll know that there's a great satisfaction at the end of it all in knowing that the wealth you've generated is now, if you like, taken care of in an holistic way across so many different spectres.
Well, I suppose the common theme is you're helping people to protect their wealth. What are the key threats then to our wealth today?
I think, if I'm totally honest, I think the key threat to most people's wealth is a sense of laissez-faire or inappropriate action, not being proactive about the way in which you consider changes in your life, changes in the global economies, sitting back and thinking that it will all sort itself out. Now, of course, you know, Blevins Franks have got thousands of clients who trust Blevins Franks to meet the objective set by individual clients, and that is our target. Our target is to create for our clients the very circumstances that they have suggested they wish to create. But it's also important for our clients to interact with us, to discuss with us changes in their personal circumstances, changes in their own approach to investment, changes in their requirement for income. There are lots of people out there, and we meet many of them at Blevins Franks, who come to our offices not certain that they've been properly advised, and frankly, in many cases, the advice they've received is inadequate or poor, to say the least. Sometimes people who have UK advisors, and I understand why, they're reluctant to leave their UK advisors behind. Many of them have had these advisors for 20 or 30 years, and they come to live in Spain and they think these advisors can continue to give them proper, unbiased, solid advice. And they can for a while. But if you're a UK-based financial advisor and you're advising someone who lives in Spain, it's very difficult to stay alongside all of the changes in taxation and other areas of the law of Spain unless you're immersed in it. And one of the, you know, distinct advantages of Levins Franks is the fact that it does have long-standing 35 years of experience in Spanish and French and Portuguese law to make sure, and the laws of all the countries in which we operate, to make sure that we can bring together the interaction of the local laws and UK laws to make sure that you are properly advised now. And because there is a significant chance that at some point in your life you may decide to return to the UK, that you're positioned such that if you go back to the UK, you're in a position to be advantaged by the fact that you've been a non-resident for some time. So I think, you know, those are some of the threats. I mean, limited diversification plays a part in it. Governmental tax policies are a risk to wealth that you have to bear in mind when you're setting out your financial program. You may have to move things to make sure that you're in line with current tax changes. And of course, not least of all, low interest rates. They are a massive, massive risk to wealth. I don't know of one single cash deposit facility with a bank or a building society that is outperforming inflation. So if you have substantial funds on deposit, there's no question that you are week by week losing spending power forever. You don't get it back. It just continues to decline the longer you leave your funds in a situation where the rate of return is running at a lower level than the rate of the inflation as it affects you in your personal life.
Yeah. Can we concentrate in Spain now, Bill, for the some of key steps that people can take to protect their wealth from these threats you've been talking about?
Yeah, I think I can only, as I often say, I can only describe what Levins Franks does as a matter of practice. I don't really have any awareness of other competitor businesses, but I think it's appropriate. It's probably not dissimilar, if I'm honest, but it's appropriate if you are looking at what steps you need to take to protect your wealth from all of those threats. You need to sit down and carry out a fact-finding, a fact-giving exercise with your financial advisor. I mean, the targeted aim of Levins Franks in advising a client is to provide for the client long-term financial security. Now, that's just a general description, but that long-term financial security comes from creating a portfolio of assets which match the client's individual ability to tolerate investment risk in line with what the client is looking to achieve in terms of income and capital appreciation to counter the effects of inflation. So that's the investment side of it. Then there'll be how do you position those investments you've made to meet those objectives in a tax-efficient way. That is Levins Franks' key skill, I think, is that we can set out investment programming with the back-office work that comes from the people that we use for investment services, in addition to which we have these in-house, highly trained, sophisticated tax planning skills developed over 35 years. And so I think, you know, the key steps you take really initially are to go to your financial advisor at Levins Franks and give them all the information that they require to make sure that the whole of that big jigsaw we talked about is properly put together so that you can sit down and know that your affairs are being taken care of and your wealth is being properly managed.
Yeah, so I suppose what you're saying, Bill, the benefit is to look at the different aspects of wealth management together rather than thinking about investments and then tax planning or perhaps succession planning separately.
Yeah, absolutely, Howard. You know, your pension, your investments, your property ownership, your requirement for income, all those things have got to come together in a cohesive fashion so that they make sense as a whole unit. And at the same time, that there is an inbuilt level of flexibility so that if it's necessary to tweak whatever it is that you have at the margins, if there is a tax change, you need to know that Levins Franks will come back in and say to you, look, the tax tax rules have changed on this, and we need to move the way in which we've structured it here or there to make sure we're still getting the wealth performance, the investment performance we want, in a tax efficient way, because the nature of setting up an investment arrangement which is intended to manage your wealth correctly, it isn't a static beast. It needs to go on for the future in giving you a long-term service, if you like, a review on a regular basis to make sure that we get you from where you are today, acknowledging your aspirations and aims for the future. We would get you from where you are today to where you want to be in the most tax efficient and effective manner possible.
Yeah. So finally, Bill, how important is it to take personalised advice? Make sure that wealth management strategies you use are based on your situation and your objectives.
It's important, Howard, beyond importance. One of the great skills I think that we have built into the business at Blevins Franks over 35 years is that we don't have clients who are numbers. We have clients who are individuals. They live as expatriates, as do our advisors, as do the directors of the business, live an expatriate lifestyle. So we're familiar with the needs and aspirations of an expatriate in life. I mean, it's most important for Blevins Franks to understand in depth the aims and objectives of each individual client. And in addition to that, our commitment to our clients is to try to provide what I would describe as advisor stability, such that you start with a highly qualified, properly regulated, skillful financial advisor, and he'll still be the guy giving you advice in 10 or 15 years time. We have a very, very small staff turnover. At our advisor level, it's virtually non-existent. In fact, as an aside, someone described for me a while ago, they said they described Blevins Franks as the Hotel California of financial services businesses, in the sense that you could check out any time you like, but you can never leave. Our staff retention is phenomenal. And that is a massive advantage if you build up trust in a long-term relationship. You know, the longer the relationship goes on with somebody that you like working with, who understands what you're trying to achieve, the more successful you're bound to be.
Yeah, I like the hotel.
Yeah, I know, strange.
Fan of the Eagles. Thank you very much, Bill. We'll talk at the same time next week.
It's a pleasure, Howard. Have a good week.